has had at least one experience of an event or a sequence of circumstances which have come to his mind in sleep, being subsequently realized in the material world. But in my opinion, so far from this being a strange thing, it would be far odder if this fulfillment did not occasionally happen, since our dreams are, as a rule, concerned with people whom we know and places with which we are familiar, such as might very naturally occur in the awake and daylit world. True, these dreams are often broken into by some absurd and fantastic incident, which puts them out of court in regard to their subsequent fulfillment. But on the mere calculation of chances, it does not appear in the least unlikely that a dream imagined by anyone who dreams constantly should occasionally come true. Not long ago, for instance, I experienced such a fulfillment of a dream, which seems to me in no way remarkable, and to have no kind of psychical significance. The manner of it was as follows. A certain friend of mine, living abroad, is amiable enough to write to me about once in a fortnight. Thus, when 14 days or thereabouts have elapsed since I last heard from him, my mind, probably, either consciously or subconsciously, is expectant of a letter from him. One night last week, I dreamed that as I was going upstairs to dress for dinner, I heard, as I often heard, the sound of the postman's knock on my front door, and diverted my direction downstairs instead. There, among other correspondence, was a letter from him. Thereafter, the fantastic entered, for on opening it, I found inside the Ace of Diamonds, and scribbled across it, in his well-known handwriting, "I am sending you this for safe custody, as you know it is running an unreasonable risk to keep aces in Italy." Well, the next evening, I was just preparing to go upstairs to dress, when I heard the postman's knock, and did precisely as I had done in my dream. There, among other letters, was one from my friend. Only it did not contain the Ace of Diamonds. Had it done so, I should have attached more weight to the matter, which, as it stands, seems to me a perfectly ordinary coincidence. No doubt I consciously or subconsciously expected a letter from him, and this suggested to me my dream. Similarly, the fact that my friend had not written to me for a fortnight suggested to him that he should do so. But occasionally it is not so easy to find such an explanation. And for the following story, I can find no explanation at all. It came out of the dark. And into the dark it has gone again. All my life I have been a habitual dreamer. The nights are few, that is to say, when I do not find, on awaking in the morning, that some mental experience has been mine, and sometimes, all night long apparently, a series of the most dazzling adventures befall me. Almost without exception, these adventures are pleasant, though often merely trivial. It is of an exception that I am going to speak. It was when I was about 16 that a certain dream first came to me, and this is how it befell. It opened with my being set down at the door of a big red brick house, where I understood I was going to stay. The servant who opened the door told me that tea was being served in the garden, and led me through a low, dark-panelled hall with a large open fireplace onto a cheerful green lawn set round with flower beds.